Boil some water, lots of it. Pat Hobby sat in his office in the writer's building and looked at his morning's work, just come back from the script department. He was on a polish job, about the only kind he ever got nowadays. He was to repair a messy sequence in a hurry, but the word hurry neither frightened nor inspired him, for Pat had been in Hollywood since he was 30. Now he was 49. All the work he had done this morning, except a little changing around of lines so he could claim them as his own, all he had actually invented was a single imperative sentence, spoken by a doctor. Boil some water. Lots of it. It was a good line. It had sprung into his mind full-grown as soon as he had read the script. In the old silent days, Pat would have used it as a spoken title and ended his dialogue worries for a space, but he needed some spoken words for other people in the scene. Nothing came. Boil some water, he repeated to himself. Lots of it. The word boil brought a quick, glad thought of the commissary. A reverent thought, too. For an old-timer like Pat, what people you sat with at lunch was more important in getting along than what you dictated in your office. This was no art, as he often said. This was an industry. This is no art, he remarked to Max Leem, who was leisurely drinking at a corridor water cooler. This is an industry. Max had flung him this timely bone of 3 weeks at 3:50.
Say, look, Pat, have you got anything down on paper yet?
Say, I've got some stuff already that'll make 'em... He named a familiar biological function with the somewhat startling assurance that it would take place in the theater. Max tried to gauge his sincerity.
Want to read it to me now?
He asked. Not yet, but it's got the old guts, if you know what I mean. Max was full of doubts.
Well, go to it. And if you run into any medical snags, check with the doctor over at the first aid station. It's got to be right.
The spirit of Pasteur shone...